item, caller.
Item 53, request of Kate Mulliken to address council regarding the transitional tiny home village proposed in St. John's.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Wasn't there one other person testifying on the same issue? Could we call both of them up?
54?
Okay.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Number 54, request of Lindsay Jansen to address council regarding the transitional tiny home village proposed in St. John's.
Might as well do it. You may start.
Great. Good morning. I'm Kate Mulliken. St. John's welcomes the Village Coalition as a group of nearly 300 neighbors supporting the transitional tiny home village. It's proposed for the property owned by the St. John's Christian Church, and I support their efforts. I'm aware that there is a local group of my St. John's neighbors, including the new leadership of the St. John's Neighborhood Association, that opposes this project, and that is exactly why I'm here today. I wanted to voice my opinion about the project, so thank you for that opportunity. I'm a homeowner in St. John's, and I have been for nearly 15 years, only four blocks from the proposed site. That is where I'm raising my two elementary-aged daughters. And I've worked in education my entire career, and for the last 8 years, I have worked at the preschool that borders the proposed site. Before students arrive, the teachers at our school head outside and we comb the area to pick up needles, sometimes human waste, and other debris as needed. Occasionally, we have to wake somebody up and let them know it's time for them to move along before our students arrive. Parents of our students in opposition to this project have asked, but what will we tell the children? It seems that they assume that the children's innocence will somehow be tarnished if they see homelessness, or that the children might be afraid of people who are experiencing homelessness. My answer to that question is that we tell them that we live in a community where we care about one another, no matter our differences, because of our humanity. Children of this age learn by what is modeled. Let's show our children that we did something to support our neighbors who are already living in St. John's without a safe, dry, or secure place to call home. Let's show them that we used our resources and put in the effort to hear what people needed, to provide them with some supports towards their dreams of a permanent house. Let's make visible the words of Coretta Scott King, who said, "The greatness of a community is most accurately measured by the compassionate actions of its members." As part of the St. John's Welcomes the Village Coalition, a teacher at the neighboring preschool, and a neighbor, I'm committed to working with the Joint Office of Homeless Services, Do Good Multnomah, and the parents of my young students to ensure that this village is a success. Thank you for considering my point of view.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
Awesome. Good morning. My name is Lindsay Jensen, and I'm here today on behalf of the St. John's Welcomes the Village Coalition. We're an active group of neighbors who support the transitional tiny house village on the St. John's Christian Church lot. Last spring, I actually helped launch the coalition with around 20 other neighbors when I was working at the St. John Center for Opportunity. Since then, we've grown to become a vibrant and active network of nearly 300 neighbors who have signed our letter of support. This includes both housed and unhoused neighbors, business owners, faith-based leaders, and leaders of key community groups and schools. I'm also a mom of a four-year-old who goes to preschool about five blocks away from the proposed site. In both of my capacities as a neighborhood activist and a mom, I want to extend my gratitude to the Joint Office, Mayor Wheeler, and all the commissioners in support of this project. I've spent a lot of time working with houseless neighbors in North Portland. I'm so grateful that we have groups who care deeply about serving our community members experiencing houselessness, like the All One group, the Hot Soup Surf crew, the North Portland Health Clinic, Terrence Moses and his awesome group, and so many others. However, the need for services and housing remains significant. Creating a village in St. John's, especially one that is professionally designed and supported by Do Good Multnomah, is a positive step in addressing the crisis our neighborhood and our city faces.
We know there's a select and very loud group of neighbors who are actively trying to stop this project. This last fall, our coalition hosted a conversation project funded through Oregon Humanities in an attempt to reach across the aisle and build understanding. We are disappointed in the tactics that the opposition has employed despite these bridge-building efforts, including staging a takeover of the St. John's Neighborhood Association. This group has threatened lawsuits against the various groups involved in the project and have personally attacked leaders involved, including myself. Despite all of the harmful and outright discriminatory language this group has been using, there is a lot of positivity and support for this tiny house village. The fact that we have nearly 300 supporters signed on before groundbreaking is pretty awesome. We know that the village is not the end-all be-all, and that neighbors, including members of our coalition, still have questions. But the village is an important resource that we are fortunate to have in St. John's, and we have faith that we can constructively and collaboratively figure out the unknowns. Plus, it's just really cool seeing a faith-based community who has long sat on open land offering up their property as a solution to Portland's housing crisis. Thank you for making this village possible, and we look forward to working with the Joint Office, Do Good Multnomah, and future residents on positive ways to build community.
Thank you so much. Commissioner Udaly has a question.
Thank you, Madam President. Really, I just wanted to thank you for taking the time to come down here today and for your advocacy for the village. We faced similar opposition to Argyle Village in Kenton. Carla's timing me
out.
maybe we should have that. I think, as most people know, that village has been a real success. So I'm sorry that this conversation is so contentious and that for what you're going through, and I support you, and we will continue working to build those bridges.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you, Commissioner. And I also want to add my appreciation. This is hard. We've got a lot of people who are suffering on our streets, and I am so grateful and appreciative of people like you who understand that we all have a role in actually helping people who are suffering, right? So in my neighborhood, we also have an anti-houseless group, but they're not actually offering to provide housing so that those folks don't have to be on the street. And so I thank you very much for being here. The work that you're doing is important, and the role model that you're setting for your children and all those other little children going to that preschool is very impressive. Have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you.